Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hushed murmurs of frustration at Molineux as Wolverhampton Wanderers find themselves level in a game they've absolutely dominated. Here is Sice, finds Neves in the middle of the park, and look who's there to meet him again, Stuart Foulds, the debutant for Ashwood City, just 17 years of age, and I believe the winner of today's Man of the Match award, and quite right too, a sumptuous goal from him, a goal that right now means a very valuable point for Ashwood City. Wolves will feel hard done by if they come away with that point. A monstrous 13 shots on target, 74% possession. But still, it remains Wolves 1, Ashwood City 1. The hosts are just switching play, and it goes back to Cody. Sends it out wide to Adama Traore, cutting around Marcelo, testing the Brazilian yet again. And he's got away from him. Adama gets a ball into him, and it is!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
This is how it feels to be Ashwood. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. This is how it feels to be Ashwood. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing at all.
Take A454 and M6 to Tyburn Road, A38 in Birmingham.
Yeah, there's Villa Park. That's cool. Oh, fuck, sorry.
Use the left two lanes for Spaghetti Junction.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, what's going on? Fucking Wolverhampton was bad enough.
Exit Junction 6 for M6 southbound.
Oh, thank fuck.
Pitiful from Ashwood for me. Not good enough. You had a shining light, of course. A man of the match performance, lest we forget, young Stuart Vaults.
Brilliant performance.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Just 17 years of age, was a child, of course, on loan last season. And to be fair, he shone there as well. He came in and he showed the Ashwood City midfield how it was done. And I tell you what, there's a reason why both of those Wolverhampton Wanderers goals came from out wide.
What? Well, he wouldn't let them through, would he?
Totally, he just would not allow Wolves through the middle. They couldn't get the ball around him. And when he had the ball, he knocked it past players with ease. And of course, his goal was an absolute belter. But we come back to the scoreline. You know, what does it actually... What did the rest of the team do? We come back to it. It wasn't enough to make up for the performance of the rest of the side.
Does Sven need to go?
No, no. I mean, I don't think so. This is the hands, you know. There's a few managers in this league. And let's not forget in the league below. That have been dealt a particularly bad hand by the dealer, by the house, and you know we know who that is in this situation, don't we? So, just you know, it's not fair for any of those lads out there. Don't get me wrong, you wouldn't get young talent like Stuart Vaults coming through if Nolan was the type of guy that was buying up players left, right, and centre. But you've got to find a middle ground. You know, lads like Stuart Vaults are once in a generation, especially for sides like Ashwood City. You're not. The middle ground is you get a Stuart Vaults, pops through your academy, goes out on loan, comes back, adds something totally different to your side. But what you do is, in this middle ground, what you do is you build a team around them. You start buying up talent that lend themselves to players like
you. And that's enough from you.
This is how it feels to be Ashman. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing at all. This is how it feels to be Ashwood. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing at all.
Yeah, oh. Hello.
You seen this Taliban stuff?
Hello, Mac.
Devastating. Devastating.
Yep, yeah, yep.
Yeah. I'm watching the news on and it's just, you know, it's desperation. It's chaos, confusion, just sheer, oh, bloody panic, as one side has no idea what to do and the other side just dominates. Oh, no, wait, that weren't the fucking news. That was fucking Wolverhampton fucking Wanderers versus Ashwood fucking Sissy.
Mac.
Don't fucking Mac me, Samantha.
Samantha?
We fight tooth and fucking bollock to get ourselves this much power. And you're just going to throw it all away? Chuck it in the bin like an Arsenal season ticket?
Oh, throw it away. What do you mean, throw it away? We've played two games. Two games.
Sack him.
Who, Sven?
No, Bobby Robson. Of course, fucking Sven, you
cunt. I'm not sacking Sven. Look, there's no one else out there.
Well, there won't be with an attitude like that. Still single, are you? You know?
Mac, this has got nothing to do with you.
Hey, I don't care what you get up to in your personal life, pal. You know that.
No, not that. This. The club, the on-the-pitch stuff, all of that. It hasn't got anything to do with
you. My bank balance says it fucking does, son. My criminal fucking record says it fucking does, son.
Oh, what do you want, Mac? It's the fucking Premier League, yeah? I don't know if you realise, but it's really bloody hard. And it's not fair. And I've got half a mind to throw the whole board upside down right now and storm up to my bedroom.
Well, fuck off and do it then, if you're gonna. Go twirl your fucking pigtails in your room and text your boyfriend, because you're grounded, sweetheart. You are fucking grounded.
Yeah, Mac, I'm actually busy, mate, okay? I'll speak to you another time.
Busy doing what? Because it sure as fuck isn't signing football players. Ball kickers, stripper shaggers.
Sign who? You've seen the market.
Oh,
well, come on then.
Fucking kill you. Is this a secure line?
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, wait, hang on. I've just remembered. I'm not the director of the CIA.
I have some gentlemen clients.
Oh, good for you. Make sure they wear a condom, okay?
Behave yourself. Look, they don't like to be in the foreground of the beautiful game. But boy, oh boy, do they like to pull the strings in the background.
Yeah, reminds me of someone.
Listen, these lads own some of the most exciting talent in football. And they want that talent in the shop window.
The shop window?
The greatest shop window in the world, son.
Hamleys?
Not a fucking Hamley, the Premier League. But the Golden Goose, the Diamond Duck, the Crystal Clock.
What the fuck are you getting at, Mac?
We can be huge, son.
I don't really know what you're saying, but and this is just a hunch. It feels like you're trying to make me sign a deal with the devil.
Oh, they're much worse than that. Two of them are Russian for a start.
Right, what is this? What are you offering?
The greatest players you could ever hope to sign delivered to your door. Ding dong. Ashwood City overnight could be one of the most exciting clubs in world football.
Are you offering me a Tevez Mascherano arrangement?
It's time to launch a little offensive of our own, my son.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive domestic cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Okay.
Come on.
Woody, hi.
Hiya, pal, you're right.
What are you doing?
I'm playing chess against myself.
Okay.
Absolutely wiping the floor with this cunt, let me tell you.
Right. Well, good for you.
Oh, good move, sir. Life in the old girl yet?
Woody.
Hey, pal, Stuart Foles, eh? Fuck me, I told you, didn't I? Incredible talent. Carried us the whole game.
Yep. Yeah, listen, Woody, I need to talk to you about something.
You're right, pal, you look like you've just ran over a cyclist. I won't tell anyone if you have, you know. Jess has done it twice. Did it go squish? Or was it like a bang, woof, over the bonnet type thing?
No, it's not that.
Ah, okay. Jess hasn't really ran over any cyclists, you know. I was joking.
It's,
Take that, you Scottish fuck!
I have access to some talent.
Oh, eh?
Yeah, and, well, I can't really find a way to put this.
Ah, fuck, he's beating me again. How did he do that?
Woody.
Oh, all right. Fuck me, what is it?
Well, here's a list of players. Just take a look.
All right, so... Oof, that is a lovely list, pal.
Yeah.
What's it for?
It's for Ashwood.
Good one. What are you talking about?
I can get these players. I need you to circle which ones you think would work in the side and, you know, the league and stuff.
Did you rob a bank or mug an entire nation state?
Just please circle the ones that would work for us. Yeah?
Fucking hell, what is this? An Argos catalogue? Is this for my birthday and Christmas? Hey, Colin, get in here, pal.
Woody, no.
All right, no. Easy, fucking hell. Patrick, what's going on?
Okay, so you need to promise you won't tell anybody this, yeah?
Why are you closing the blinds? Have you got a Dixit? Because if you have, I don't want to see it, pal.
No, I have not got a Dixit. Jesus Christ, Woody.
It's perfectly normal, pal. Happens all the time. You should consider briefs, though, if you've got them. You know, it stops the cotton from chafing like boxers do.
Woody, this is serious, okay? Look, those players on that list, the deals they have with their clubs, they're leased, in a sense.
Dodgy fuckers, eh? Well, a lot of these lot are Brazilian and Argentine, so that can happen.
Yes, and the companies, the consortiums, if you will, that own these players... would like to collaborate with Ashwood City Football Club.
Patrick, no.
Oh, look, it's just for a season or two, you know? We get them really cheap, you know, 10% of what they're worth in some cases, and, I mean, the sponsors it would attract as well as the cachet.
Patrick Nolan, MBE, stop talking.
Woody...
Patrick! This is against the rules.
But?
Don't fucking Nicky butt me.
Well, just listen.
No, you fucking listen, all right? This is dangerous, fucking toxic shite right here. You'll be... fucking, we'll be banned for life. And our fucking afterlife. I don't know who your contact is.
It's Mac.
The knife?
Yep.
Patrick, he's a criminal. He's fucking mafia or some shite. There's a reason he's banned from the fucking sport,
oh,
pal.
God, spare me the pearl-clutching Sister Woodall, all right? You're no Boy Scout.
Ah, look, I'm telling you now, all right? There are rules.
Oh, are there? Are there fucking rules? Because nobody fucking told me. I mean, last time I checked, PSG were responsible for 40% of the wages in an entire league. Last time I checked, Abu Dhabi bought the title. Last time I fucking checked, the Big Six took a big wet shit all over us in April and paid zero fucking consequences.
Pal, just...
Last time I fucking checked, there were fucking rules for fucking everyone apart from the fucking ones that break the fucking rules.
Hey, look, don't fucking lament that shite to me, alright? I know this. You're the one that fucking brown noses a lot of them. You're the fucking wealth worshipper here, pal, not me.
Right, well, I apologise for that, okay? I apologise. But I'm going to fight them now, and this is how.
This. This is a fucking Tevez and Mascherano player heist, pal.
Woody, it's not fair, okay?
I know
I'm
that.
Not going to fall out of this league and rot because we just sat by and watched everyone else cheat.
I know. It's just... It's these big boys, pal. There's no stopping them.
Yeah, but it's not just the big boys. I mean, we just lost to a club that breached UEFA FFP. A club that siphoned off world-class Portuguese players through an agency. A club that shat all over the Championship's financial regulations. And guess what? I mean, they're not even the big fucking six. This is what it takes to just compete for fucking ninth in this league, Woody. Ninth! Come on! It's time to stop hiding in the trenches while we choke on the mustard gas. March out with me into the gunfire for glory, for honour, for victory.
You've been listening to those history podcasts again, haven't you?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, God. All right. He'd be great for us.
Oh, I know.
Like, really something, you know? Him too.
Yeah?
Aye. They go nuts for him in this place as well.
God, wouldn't they just?
And they go nuts for you too. If you got him.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Pal, like... I love this game. I love it. With every cell in my body, every fucking vein, every fucking pube... And I know there's people ruining it. And I hate it too. I fucking hate it. But I still believe in this sport, man. I know that's laughable these days, but I do. And I'm going to keep playing until it's broken. I'll keep playing until all the pieces are gone and the board is withered away. I love it. I love it. I don't know what else to say.
Woody, please.
Look, Patrick. Here's my offer. It's a no for me, all right? Unless, okay? Unless you want it. Like, really, really fucking want it. And then I'll follow you. I'll run into the fucking bullets myself, pal. But you have to really, really want it.
I'll have a think then.
You have yourself a think. Fancy a game of chess?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. Oh, and by the way, Colin and I have drafted a contract for young Stuart Folds.
Ah, good idea.
Just so fucking assured on the ball, isn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, God, best thing about our performance by a long way.
Gareth had someone call me about him, you know.
Southgate?
Gareth Southgate, hey.
Wow.
Yep, good for Stuart. Right, here we go.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Playing.
No, white goes first.
Nah, come on, 21st century, pal.
That's the rules, Woody.
Oh, so now we like the rules, do we?
Woody, you can't just move a piece and make up how to play.
Well, you don't get to tell me what I can and can't do.
Look, move that back.
Fucking get off, don't touch my pieces, you're cheating.
What, you're cheating?
Cheating. That's
oh,
an invasion
God.
Of
I'm
my
not
pieces,
cheating.
That.
You're
stop
cheating.
Stop fingering my bishop, you
oh,
don't know where
God's
he's been.
It's not... Oh. Oh, Dartley, what the fuck do I do? This is how it feels to be Ashwood. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Time at Dartley Park. The final game of the 2003-2004 season sees Ashwood 4-1 winners over Leeds United, and the chances of a miracle are over. Leeds United are relegated from the Premier League. A sad, sad day for those Leeds United players involved. The new Ashwood City Chief Financial Officer, Patrick Nolan, watches on. He'll be determined to avoid the fate of today's visitors.
Oh, look at him.
It will be a long way back for Leeds United. Tears on the
good times.
Mr. Nolan?
Jesus fuck! Oh! Reuben.
Sorry, I just...
Caught me by surprise there.
I didn't know you were here, and if you knew if I was here or not. I was sat on my own just thinking about stuff, and then you come along, and you were clearly thinking about stuff too, and I didn't want to, you know, get in the way or distract you or anything. Or, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay, Reuben. It's okay.
Great. Sorry, I'll shoot off.
Stuart Fold, huh?
Right, yeah. Wow. I watched him on loan last season. A lot.
What, Charlton?
Yeah, he was just, yeah, so dominant and just ran every game.
Yeah, very exciting.
Absolutely.
Have you heard anything back from him?
From Stuart?
Yeah.
On the contract, you mean? No, nothing. But, Woody or Colin may have?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Everything okay, Patrick? I mean, Mr. Nolan.
Patrick is fine. Just, just something I have to sort out.
Anything I can help with?
Nah, this one this one I need to figure out on my own.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I'm sure you'll make the right decision. You've led the club for so long and, you know, we're still here, aren't we, eh?
Yes, we are. Still right here. Not at the bottom, not at the top. Just here.
Yeah. Night, Mr. Patrick. Sorry, I meant to say Mr. Nolan, and then I stopped myself and said Mr. Patrick. And now I sort of sound like a Greek maid.
Oh, that's all right. Mr. Reuben. Good night.
Night.
Oh, God, this stand stinks of piss. Patrick Nolan. Ah, hi. No, this is a nice surprise. Yeah. Let me just say, Mr. Folds, your son is a terrific player, and we're so honoured to... Hmm? Well, wait, we can... No, hold on, what have City offered? We can definitely match. How much? What, look, Mr. Folds, I mean, this is your son's home. You know, he's going to get games with us. He's going to... No, I know, but please, just... Mr. Fold. This is how it feels to be Ashwood. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your team wins nothing. Mac, it's me.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. man. I tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.